Tiernan, that's a tough pull to swallow there. That's a tough defeat for you and the manner in the way you were beat.
Yeah, really, really disappointed, really frustrated. Actually, angry is the word probably that I'm using here with the goals that are the manner and some of the decisions. As I say, I'm not going to stand and blame everything on the referee. I do think that there was definitely big decisions in that game that went against us. There was also things that we didn't do very well in that game, especially first half. I thought second half we were much better, and I thought we created some really good chances that we probably should have done better at.
Have you had a chance to talk to Rob Hennessy, the referee, or do you think you need to calm down a wee bit?
Probably need to calm down before I go anywhere near the referee at this stage. And as I say, it's emotions are high, and probably talking an emotion here, and it was a tough pill to swallow.
Saying that, it's 90 seconds in the game, and the penalty's finally dispatched, and you've still a long way to get back into it. And you know, not many chances created. You'd be disappointed with that, but there was some after a good reshuffling. Do you think maybe on reflection you started with the wrong 11 because you changed so early?
I don't think we started with the wrong 11. I think that the 11 that were out there probably didn't do the things that we expected of them, which happens in games. They're human beings after all, and people are entitled to bad games. So we just, rather than letting it go on any longer, we tried to change it as early as we could.
Your view on Derry, possible two penalties. The one maybe Robbie Benson running on the back post is probably more clear cut than Danny Mullen falling over. What was your view on them?
I didn't think Danny Mullen fell over. I thought the centre back caught him, and I've watched the back and he's caught him. So I, for me, they were both stonewall penalties.
And so that, once you go down to 10 men, do you think the chance is gone because you can't bring forwards on? There's a lot of changing under the full-back position. But, I mean, Derry still were going forward with the 10 men, looking for that equaliser. So credit there, I suppose.
I think that's what we have to be about. We have to be a team that goes and gets after teams. And we're a big football club. And the quicker we can start understanding we're a big football club, the better we'll be. And as I say, second half performance, great credit to the boys.
Finally, you get a couple of weeks off with a break. What way do you deal with the players after they get time off, and what about yourself?
Yeah, the boys will get a break, and they'll get a fitness program while they're away from the club, and they get a little bit of time to reset, and a little bit of time with their families, and then we'll go again.